This morning we're still having fellowship with about how to have a time with the Lord. I think last night we were impressed, very touched, how Noah found grace in the eyes of Jehovah and how the Lord Jehovah found favor with Noah. Also, we were touched how Noah could enter into such a sweet and intimate fellowship with the Lord. And this morning, I just would like to encourage you and tell you that every single one of us could have that exact same kind of fellowship with the Lord as Noah and Moses did. There's nothing special about this. This is very easy. Every believer could enter into such a fellowship. Just like to remind you from previous mornings, the number one goal of our time with the Lord in the morning is not to do something. It's not to do morning revival. It's not to read all the portion or to pray read the verses. The goal is to contact the Lord. The goal is to make a living, direct touch with our dear Lord Jesus. That's the goal. That's what we're aiming for. Sometimes we feel, oh, you know, I come to the Lord and I just can't touch Him. I can't get through. I can't get to my spirit. The enemy will often toy with us, play with us, accuse us. See, there's nothing there. Maybe there's not even really a God. You're not touching anything. You're just talking to the wall. But I have to tell you, there is a God. God is spirit. And we have a spirit. Very simple. We come to Him under the covering of His precious blood. And right away, we can enter into fellowship with Him. Nothing really mysterious about it at all. We have a spirit. God is spirit. It's easy to contact Him. We also saw that real prayer is to breathe God. It's not work. It's not effort. It's just inhaling, breathing God. Yesterday we also saw that it is to absorb God. Might be good to pray over these words. Lord, I just want to breathe You. Just want to absorb You this morning. I want You in me, in my pores, in my being. I want to absorb You like a sponge absorbing water. Another point, you know, these are, this morning we want to use this word procedures. We don't want to call them methods, but there is a procedure. And our burden is to train you how to have a time with the Lord. The procedures are like this. You need to find, or you need to establish a time, a set time. This is one of the secrets of every lover of Christ. Is that you've got to be able to find a time. Because it takes time. It's best if you could have 30 minutes or even an hour. If you don't have 30 minutes or an hour, 20 minutes. You've got to have a set time. And it's best if it's the same time every day. Then it becomes a habit. 20 minutes. If you can't find 20 minutes, you've got to find 10. But I would strongly encourage you, you need 30. 30 minutes. Get up 30 minutes earlier. Get up 30 minutes earlier and consecrate, sanctify those 30 minutes to the Lord. A set time. The second thing is we need a set place. It's so helpful if you go to the same spot, the same place in your house, the same chair, the same room, every day. Again and again. This is so helpful. you'll find out that as soon as you sit in that chair or as soon as you go to that place, a praying spirit begins to well up in your being. There's something about that to have a set time and a set place. It's too crucial. Too crucial. These are simple things. These are not spiritual things. These are practical things. Understanding the goal is to contact the Lord, realizing that the nature is to pray, is to breathe and to absorb God, and the way is to have a set time and a set place. Then the next thing is that we need to learn how to be silent. Silent before Him. Many of us, when we have a time of prayer, we fill up the entire time with the multiplicity of words. We chatter away, feeling that we have to occupy the entire time with our words, with our utterances, praying for this, praying for that, saying this, saying that. But the first thing we should do when we sit down in our place is just to calm our whole being down. To be silent means to stop. Stop your mind. Stop your emotion. Stop yourself. I'd like to tell you the best way to do this is to call on the name of the Lord. Quietly, calmly, breathing the Lord. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Young people, I've been practicing this for decades. I mean it. Before I pick up any book, before I pick up a Bible, calming myself down, Lord Jesus, stopping ourselves. And then, as we're calling, we can begin to pray. As we pray, again, it's mingled with our calling. Lord Jesus, that test today. Lord Jesus, my friend, need you. Lord Jesus, that situation. Oh, Lord Jesus, as you're breathing, as you're calling, learn to pray. Learn to pray in your calling. Mentioning names, situations, anxieties. Another thing that we could do as we're praying is that we're removing obstacles. Things are troubling us. Every day there's something bothering us. It could be a person, a roommate, family member, a pressure, an anxiety, a health issue, financial problem, a need. Learn how to remove them. Lord Jesus, I open to you my relationship with my mom. Lord Jesus, come in. How about that situation with the brother? And as you're calling, you're removing these things. You're taking them away. After you spend a period of time, sorry, there's not a lot of time to labor on all of these points. After your being is calmed down and you have the real realization that there is nothing between you and the Lord, then I would really encourage you to pick up one of these. Again, when I began to read the Word and pray, we did it random, anywhere. But I would encourage you like this. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Do you know where the eyes of the Lord are today? They're right here. You want to find grace. You want to meet the Lord personally, intimately. You have to open this book. He is in the Word. He is now the embodied. He is embodied in the Word. This is where our dear Lord Jesus is. He resides here. And what we should have is this kind of realization that every morning we're coming to Him. We're not just reading the Bible because we're supposed to. When we open these pages, we are opening the very heart of our lover. We're coming to a lovely person, a sweet man, a God man, the dear Lord Jesus. And as you begin to read, you're reading with the realization that you are gazing. You are with Him. He is with you right now. He could not be closer. He could not be more intimate with you because He's right here. We need this realization. You know, in spiritual things, our realizations are almost everything. If you realize that you have a spirit, then you have a spirit. If you realize that the Lord is in your spirit, then guess what? The Lord is in your spirit. If you realize that the Lord today is the Word, then every time you open and you begin to read, you're reading with the realization that you are face to face with your dear Lord Jesus. We need this realization. And so we begin to read, and we're reading slowly, and we're reading not too fast, not just to do it so we could check it off, not doing it so we could finish our chapter. We're just reading. We're not studying, not reading the footnotes. There's a time for that. There's a time to study, but not this time. This is a time for fellowship. This is a time to meet the Lord. So now you're just reading slowly, gently, finding Him, reading Him with the realization, oh, He's there. He's there. He's right here with me. And you know what? You'll start looking forward to those morning meetings with your Lord. You'll come to depend on it to such an extent that you cannot live without it. You cannot face your day until you've been with face to face with your Lord Jesus. And as you're reading, something will touch you. Some word, some phrase will either expose, shine, or encourage. Then you stop and you pray it. I was doing this some time ago. There was a portion I was reading in Hebrews chapter 12. And I got to read this to you because it's so out of the blue. See if I can find Hebrews. There it is. Hebrews 12. I was reading verse 9. Furthermore, we have had the fathers of our flesh as discipliners. You like that verse? And we respected them. You know, I respected my fathers, you know. Shall we not much more be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? And I'm reading this, and this word subjection. Oh, I got onto this word. You know, on that day, I was having a little problem. I was unhappy with my assignment, with my arrangement in a particular area of service. And it was unspoken, but as soon as I read that word subjection, oh, I just felt like the most rebellious man in the universe. So I began to chew on subjection. Oh, subjection. You see, we need experiences like this with the Word, where the words will, and it might be you'll read a whole chapter and there'll be one of them, but that's your Word. That's the Lord speaking to you. And you know what? Let me mention one more thing. When you're reading the Word, when you're in fellowship with the Lord, there are two things happening simultaneously. You have to believe this because you will not feel this. As you're coming to the Word, something is flowing in. at the same time, commensurate with what is flowing in, dirt, junk, the world, sin, the flesh is flowing out. Something is coming in, and the negative things are going out. You want to know how to overcome the world? Don't make a resolution. The secret is here. It's in the Word. It won't go out instantly. It won't go out quickly. We're not here for miracles. We're here for digestion. We're taking the way of life. You realize this. Then what's going to happen is this. You're going to be with the Lord. You're going to be praying. You're going to be praying the Word. You're going to be reading the Word. And you're going to realize, right this second, I'm being mingled with the triune God. Divinity is mingling right this minute with humanity. I'm in the process of becoming a God-man. It happens every morning, every day, when I come here and I open up this Word. This morning, we'll give you the last 15 minutes. I encourage you to take these two verses on day three, Romans 8:6, Romans 6:17 and 18. Again, go out quickly, quietly, do not speak. Go out, pray, muse, consider, read. Or some other portion. It's up to you. Practice reading and praying. Praying and reading.